Both FAO's Food Price Index for March and FAO's Cereal Supply and Demand Brief have just been released. Here to explain what trends we are seeing in both of these reports is Mr. Abdulreza Abbasian, a senior economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Abbasian, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
What are the major trends we're seeing in the Food Price Index for March?
The trend is rather an expected trend, declining prices since April 2014. And what we witnessed in March was a further decline of about 1.5%. The driving factor has been a plunge in sugar prices, while the prices of other commodity groups also declined, all with the exception of dairy.
So you mentioned sugar prices. What can we attribute that decline to?
The decline in sugar prices, which again is one of those commodities, the price of which has been falling in international markets for some time now, has a lot to do with the situation in Brazil, which is the world's largest sugar producer, that has been suffering from a downward pressure on its currency. Now, this obviously makes the sugar producers in Brazil very encouraged to export more of the sugar to the world market, and this is putting a downward pressure that we see today.
Aside from sugar, are there any other commodities that should be highlighted here?
Well, the fact that dairy is the only commodity price of which has actually increased the second consecutive month stands out. There is limited export supplies from Oceania and Europe, and this is really very supportive to price level in the dairy market. Somewhat opposite situation prevails for other commodities. In the case of cereals, for example, we have seen again a 1% decline. In case of vegetable oil, 3.1% decline, and meat, another 1% decline. If you look at all these commodities together, the common driver behind these declines continues to be the supply situation, which is more than abundant.
The FAO Cereal Supply and Demand Brief was also released today. What are the main features of this report?
We published a revised number for cereal production in 2014, which is actually higher than what we had before. In this report, we also published our second forecast of the season for this year's production of wheat. And we had to actually increase that a bit as the favorable conditions in many parts have made the production for wheat slightly higher than we said before, but still about 1% below 2014. We are also giving our early indications for coarse grains and rice into the new season. In general terms, the situation for coarse grains also points to perhaps some declines from last year. When we're looking at the rice, situation is rather positive, at least in the Southern Hemisphere countries for now. Given the large inventories at hand, some reductions in cereal production this year is not going to really dent the supply situation so much in 2015-16.
And besides changes to production, what are some of the other main features of this latest report?
Oh, yes. The most important is total supply picture. The total supply situation has been reviewed rather considerably by FAO over the course of last month, and this primarily due to higher estimates for inventories, especially of maize, but to a large extent also for wheat, not so much for rice. These revisions are the result of looking at historical balances, supply and demand balances, of China in particular, and to a lesser extent also of India. What it all means at the end is that the stock-to-use ratios are higher, be it for cereals or for wheat or for maize. And as these are very important market indicators, a sort of acting as a barometer of how market situation is, obviously is telling us that we are in a situation of exceptionally large supply dominating. And this means also that if production in 2015 were to decline, it really has to be a very significant decline to face a major, let's say, food problem in 2015-16, which fortunately so far is not in the horizon.
Mr. Abbasian, thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.